Good morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. We're propping our eyes open with toothpicks because we have to be here very early. But on the other hand, we have to keep up.
Yes. And by the time we get to Thursday morning, that tired feeling has grown. And certainly the impact of these conventions seems this year to have grown. What about your impressions of the convention yesterday?
Well, I must say, I watched as much as I could, and I have to tell you, I am very impressed with what I'm seeing. I thought that Obama's speech was maybe the best speech I've ever seen. He was incredibly compassionate, and at the same time, he made the points that have to be made. I mean, if you're going to elect Hillary Clinton when you're having a Trump carping and criticizing and basically implying that she's weak, if you listen to Obama, you get the idea that we have a candidate in the Democratic Party who is extremely strong. Now, you know, there is a sense when you hear a Bloomberg and you hear all the others that there is a tremendous team here. Mr. Kaine, the vice presidential nominee, made a tremendous impression. I really thought that they really had put together a very strong group of people to support the Hillary candidacy. And when she came out at the end and hugged Obama, well, that was really something because, you know, this was really now a convention which showed that one party at least was really together.
To that end, Alan, of the conventions and the message and the impact, it is much about rousing the faithful in each party out to the polls as it is about changing anybody's minds.
No, that's absolutely true. This election is going to be won or lost depending on turnout, David. We know that some groups tend to turn out in larger proportions than others do. We do know that in the Obama election, a great number of people of African-American descent came out and voted. It's not surprising that you would see that. Now, there are people who have a great deal to lose if they don't vote, and yet some people don't vote, and we don't really know how to motivate them. These conventions are designed to do exactly that, to get people to get out there and exercise the franchise. Now, when you see, for example, the Republicans in Congress making every effort to make it more difficult to vote rather than easier, when you see the state legislatures, which are controlled by Republicans, say, absolutely not, we're not having same-day registration, we're not going to have voting by mail, you know what they're up to. You'd have to be, obtuse not to be able to do that. So I'm saying it is going to be an election that is determined by turnout. And then there are subtexts that are going on. For example, we think that all Hispanics are in one camp. They are not. We think that all people who are white middle class, lower middle class, these are the Trump voters, according to him. They're not either, because many of them know, you know, they didn't have health care before Obamacare. So it's going to be a very rough and tough and close election.
Let's turn to New York for a second. Obviously, the two presidential candidates from New York, and we have New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio speaking at the Democratic National Convention yesterday, although not in a primetime spot. I see this morning in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's schedule, Alan, that he's scheduled to address the Democratic National Convention this evening, but no time is listed.
You know, this guy is not his father. He has a tremendous Queens accent, has never been noted for being the most liked figure in the Democratic Party. And so I am sure there's a lot of behind-the-scene maneuvering for who gets to speak when. But you know, David, I watched a lot of the afternoonish speakers. Well, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock speakers yesterday. They were damned impressive. And when Gabby Giffords came out with her husband, I thought it was one of the high points I have ever seen in a convention. And I watched as the cameras panned the convention and people standing there with tears in their eyes. And here's this woman who was overcome by gun violence, and the amount of anti-gun, anti-NRA rhetoric at that convention. Our own Chris Murphy wowed the crowd and said how angry he was. And he was the congressman from the Sandy Hook area. Now he's the senator for all of Connecticut. Boy, was he impressive. And he didn't have a primetime spot either, but I was so proud of him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.